Advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
There's lessons all around me in every season.
Radio station.
This is Teresa Pondo.
Teresa Pondo
from Malawi.
A non-stop classic. And you're listening to One Love Radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rock and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. President Hichilema assures peaceful and credible 2026 elections. Agriculture export calls for nationwide expansion of soil mapping program. In foreign news, Kenya faces deadly flooding with at least 108 people killed. And in sports, Sinkala boosts Chipolopolo camp in Buenos Aires. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed grave concern over the fuel shortages recently reported across the country, which are suspected to have been caused by deliberate hoarding by some entities. State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka says the situation persists despite assurances from oil marketing companies during a recent meeting held at State House regarding the availability of fuel. Mr. Hamasaka notes that while government is mindful of global supply pressures arising from the conflict in the Middle East, Zambia currently has adequate fuel stocks to meet domestic demand. He emphasizes that fuel remains the lifeblood of the Zambian economy, warning that any attempts to manipulate its supply are not only responsible but amount to economic sabotage and a direct violation of the law. Mr. Hamasaka has further disclosed that the President has directed the Energy Regulation Board to work with law enforcement agencies to immediately investigate the matter and enforce existing regulations. He adds that punitive measures, including the possible revocation of licenses, will be taken against any entities found wanting. The opposition Zambia Work Up Party ZAWAPA has called for a change in how top leaders in the three arms of government are selected. Party President Howard Kunda has expressed displeasure that appointments of top officials heading the three arms of government are appointed by the president, saying it is affecting the rule of law. Mr. Kunda notes that the current system where leaders are appointed by the president undermines credibility with leaders serving the appointing authority rather than the people. He has stressed that appointments should be made by a board, not the president. He feels that a board selection process would restore independence and ensure officers serve the public interest, not just the president.
Who not mean what they say, right? But just say things for the sake of saying it. I think it is unacceptable. And based on that, we should be demanding a recall of such kind of leaders.
Right. Now, if you be given the mandate to run, you know, the affairs of this country, President Kunda, what specific policies or interventions will your party implement, you know, to reduce inflation and also boost job creation, especially for the youth, and increase household incomes?
Yeah, first of all, this country, you know, in terms of leadership, we have centered everything on one office, and that's the presidency. You know, actualizing this.
Still in local news, the Southern African Students and Youth Development Association says the August general elections will test the United Party for National Development, UPND's, popularity beyond by-elections. Organization President Ibrahim Mwamba has attributed UPND's by-election wins to favoritism, easy campaign access, and dubious means. Mr. Mwamba says the UPND will lose in a free and fair general election as desperation is catching up. He has urged the UPND to prove popularity beyond by-elections, calling them desperate means to gain numbers. He therefore predicts a tough test for UPND's claimed popularity.
At one point, when he was even campaigning in the Copper Belt, you see. So these are issues that we saw this for Mavonga. These are issues that we saw for Mumia Zoro in Umezi. And this is the current issue that we are waiting to see for Bilwa, you understand? So for me, I think with the UPND focusing on the by-election to measure their popularity and the challenges that we have seen for them to win this same election and by-election, it has been a headache. All the by-elections that are coming to the seven provinces of the country, they've been having a headache to win them. It's either they rig the election or they lose the election. And we demonstrated that the opposition in Chawama, in Peteoke, and...
This is Church News.
President Hakainde Hichilema has commended the New Apostolic Church for its significant contribution to national development. Speaking during a church service at the Mongu Central Congregation in Mongu Western Province, President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the church for its strong role in evangelism as well as its efforts in the health and education sectors in the community. The president has also noted that the church has played a key role in shaping responsible citizens, some of whom are now serving as mayors, councillors and ministers in government. He has further lauded the church for its orderliness and discipline, stating that such values are essential for national development. Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has assured the nation that government will deliver peaceful and credible elections in August 2026. He has stressed that elections should not divide the Zambian family, but instead strengthen unity as the country prepares for the upcoming polls.
And we got a message that as we run into the elections, we have to keep our country.